Chapter 1. The Water Park.
I can't wait for my turn to go, Ron said. Ron, at last, got to the top of the tower. Once there, he still had to wait, but not for long.
Here I go,
Ron said as he jumped into the dark tube. He felt himself falling, but he knew he was safe. He wasn't really falling. He was sliding down a large tube. Cool water flowed swiftly in the tube. He could feel the water pushing him as he lay on his back.
Oh, man! Yelled Ron to himself.
It was dark inside. Like at night, Ron saw small beams of light. The light came through the holes in the top of the tube. He slid faster and faster. Finally, he saw a glow in front of him. It got bright inside the tube. In an instant, Ron could see the sunlight. Then he flew out of the tube. For a moment, he flew through the air. The moment seemed to last for minutes. Then splash! Ron landed in a pool of water. As he stood up, all he could say was, "Wow!" He looked around. The sky was a deep blue, like the color of water, with a few small white clouds. It was warm, but not hot. The weather at the water park was just right. Ron could see a lot of people still standing in line. The line went up a tall wooden tower. Ron looked to the right. He saw the flash of a boy in a red swimsuit. The boy was his brother, Bob, who came out of a nearby tube. Bob flew through the air towards Ron. Bob landed in the water near Ron with a giant splash that reached all the way to Ron.
"Bob, you really flew," Ron told him.
"That was great,"
Bob shouted to Ron.
"That was really fun."
It was an exciting ride. The two brothers were at the water park for a birthday party. The party was for a boy named George. George goes to Bell Junior High. George is tall for his age. He is about 6 inches taller than Ron or Bob. George is Bob's good friend. Ron and Bob are 14-year-old brothers. Their brothers are twins. The twins look just like each other. They live with only their mother in a house. The house is not big, but it is always clean. The brothers share a room. They go to Bell Junior High with George. They all live in Tri-Town. There was another boy in the group at the water park. His name is Joe. Joe is a well-liked boy at school. All the boys are the same age and go to the same school. The four boys are in many of the same classes. The four boys moved on to the next water ride. End of chapter 1.